It's my space
these,
suit.
We used to have these parties back in Arkansas, and it was like, it was at this college called Hendrix. And it was sluts and robots. But the guys dress up like sluts.
Right.
And the girls dress up like robots, you know, and like a bunch of tinfoil or just like really slutty robots, though. I'm not going to be wrong.
Like you guys wore their thongs, like, or Speedos and shit. It got real.
It got real.
Yeah. Want to hit this?
Do I ever.
I'm going to put this salve on your wound.
Are you just going to rub my gash like that?
Yes. Yes, I am. Because it's for your own good. You'll feel better.
Rub my gash to make me feel good?
Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Here, you have a couple other little... Okay. This is just salve, okay? I literally put salve on you and then you went into the pool. And I was like, bruh. Let me do my healer thing. Wait at least like a whole 24 hours.
What is it?
It's salve. It's from it's called Super Salve Pure Herbal Comfort and www.supersalve.com. I feel like a 90s advertisement right now. So the containments are olive oil, organic, chaparral, comfrey. I'm so sorry if I mispronounce this. How do you pronounce that, Hunter? And is it Echina or Echina? I thought it was at the soft sh.
Echina
flower?
Echina flower.
Cocoa butter, sweet almond oil, vitamin E oil, lemongrass, lavender, tea tree, and cajeput essential oils. And it's just really good for cuts and
You ever tried
burns.
Neosporin.
I know about Neosporin. I know
that shit works.
I know.
Ultimate battle, salve versus Neosporin. Neosporin. Who wins?
Antibiotics versus herbs.
Honestly,
herbs are also antibiotic.
Herbs have antibiotic and antiseptic properties.
All right, here we go. I'm starting to get the wooks all pissed off.
I'm not a wook.
Fucking wooks. Hunter's a wook. You're a bona fide wook.
Exactly.
I'm native, by the way.
Explain wook to me, Caleb.
Well, a wook is a very particular stinky breed of festival hippie.
Wow.
Yes.
Is derogatory?
No, it's descriptive. It's a really unique word.
It's descriptive.
Usually got like white people dreads. Patchouli equipped.
White cereal.
That's a funny thing because I'm going to get
drug rug.
White people dreads.
I know you're going to get white people dreads. I'm well aware of this.
I mean, I'm going to explain my reasoning
Jesus
here.
Jesus sandals?
Okay, don't.
Oh, yeah.
Don't talk shit on my Jesus sandals, all right?
I'm not. You're just a fucking all look.
Water to wine your ass all the way to Kentucky.
Back to Nazareth.
All the way back to Nazareth. All the way back from California to Kentucky to Nazareth. Those are the only stops we're making. It is in Kentucky.
What's in Kentucky, dog?
I don't know. Just thought it would be cool to go to Kentucky. But my reasoning behind white person dreads, as we're calling them, because it's what they are. White people wearing dreads.
It ain't right.
You know what the reasoning for me behind it is? Pure laziness. Basically, when you have long hair and it's very straight, it's a bitch to have because it just tangles. It constantly tangles.
Oh, you're talking about very, very tangles. You're talking about not dreads.
Now, listen, hear me out. When you're in the wind and you have dreads, how the fuck is your hair going to get tangled? It's already tangled.
What?
He's explaining his tactical reasoning for white people dreads.
No, they're not the dreads. They're fairy tangles.
That's...
Dreadlocks are a specific way to lock the hair. If you guys just don't brush your hair and it gets tangled,
that's
those
not
are just
all
fairy
all
tangles.
That's neglect fairy tangles, too. I'm talking about...
He's talking about laziness.
I'm talking... No, hold the fuck up, everybody. All right. Back to square one. So,
do
Capricorn energy.
Do I feel like
Capricorn energy.
My point here is I've got regular white people hair.
Right.
Very straight.
Right.
Very nothing to it.
Okay.
Go in the wind on a motorcycle ride, get back, my hair is in fucking knots, and it's a bitch to get out.
Right.
If my hair is long, and I've got actual back brushed dreads that I have curled and tangled by either by somebody or by myself, it's not going to get tangled anymore on my motorcycle ride because it's already tangled.
Right.
That is my reasoning for having white people dreads.
Just because it's
sounds like you thought about this quite a lot.
I have, because
sounds like you've gone through the guilt.
No, I've gone through the fucking pain of having to brush my hair constantly because I just got back from a whipping motorcycle ride, and there's nothing but tangles in my hair.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you just leave your hair alone because you don't want to fucking deal with it. I cut my hair for the same fucking reason. My hair's short as hell.
But
like,
I don't want to cut it. I like my long hair.
Right. I'm just saying, so you don't want to deal with having to like maintain it. You just want the length.
Buzzcut boys?
So you We're just not getting leave a buzzcut.
I'm never cutting my hair again.
Why?
Because.
Let's go buzzcut.
No.
No.
I look like shit with a buzzcut.
That's the whole point.
Exactly. And I'm not doing it.
Yeah, that's literally the point.
I'll buzzcut you.
I've done it so many times.
And then I'll have the clippers end in the middle of this
session. Yes, you will.
Yeah, and then you'll just have the back of your head completely shaved.
You still need to clean up my neck. Front. You still need to. I got clippers anyway.
You know it's the opposite of a mullet?
Yeah, I know. that was the joke.
I accidentally grew a mullet when I was a sophomore in high school. It wasn't on purpose. I had my side shaved like this, and I would always comb it back, like back, and it ended up becoming a mullet because the back grew so long. The sides were always shaved.
And then you were just big mullet vibes?
For a while there, yeah.
Did you wear like some jeans?
So
shorts?
70.
I didn't mean to do it.
So
I didn't.
You should have completed the look. You should have just embraced it and got some Oakleys and some jean shorts.
I had the look for a long time, and I didn't even know I had it until I turned around and looked.
Oh, you saw all that party in the back.
Yes,
like,
and
oh,
I saw
man.
The party, like, fucking me in the butt there, and I was like, no, you gotta go. The party's out. And,
I gotta go.
I cut that shit.
We're just getting the hell out of my house.
Yeah, I trimmed it back to not a mullet. If I can recall, yes.
You cut that mullet off. You cut that face off.
Yeah. So, you gonna spark this?
Send it.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Stovetop. Okay, here. Stovetop. The queen must stovetop it.
I'm gonna finish your fight.
Royalty deserves stovetop.
Thank you.
I'm clear.
That was so
beautiful.
It's
I didn't mean to
do
that.
The tip of the tongue, the teeth, the lips.
Yes.
Tanya told the teacher that the preacher didn't touch her.
The tip of the tongue, the teeth, the lips. They all failed. They all had a catastrophic collapse just now. Cataclysmic disaster indeed. I was gonna say, you viewers out there have probably been able to hear the table and everything being put on the table. I need to put some kind of absorbent material on the microphone's balls so it doesn't, you know, the testicles of the microphone. Of course, if your microphone doesn't have testicles, what kind of person are you for not having the right microphone? You're not a pro if your microphone doesn't have testes. Hello there, everyone. This is your captain speaking, and at this point in the episode, my microphone decided to get very angry at me because I was talking about its balls. Please enjoy the rest of the episode and bear with the ear-piercing noise you are about to hear that my microphone decided to gift us this morning. Just gonna say right now.
Where are my testicles, Summer?
Where
have they gone?
Summer?
They have been removed.
Where
have they gone?
Summer. Come on, Spencer, get over here.
They have been removed. Where have they gone? Hey! That's my cereal.
Stealing Jack's cereal?
I already ate the entire last month. They brought out you. Had to do it.
What is when they call me Jackson? Wait, man.
That's a new bull?
Yeah.
Yes.
I finished the last one without permission.
I need to keep cereal in my house. Cuties.
Thank you, Hunter.
You're welcome. And thank all of you for joining in this episode. Mm-hmm. Goodbye. Love you all.
Nobody.